Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
So we received a study earlier today where some University of Michigan researchers like yourself, you found that lower grades are given to students with surnames that come later in the alphabet. Can you tell me a little bit about this study?
Yeah, sure. So in this study, we have been using 30 million Canvas grading records from University of Michigan to demonstrate this effect that we first find that the graders tend to give lower and lower grades as they grade more and more students. And they also tend to give those students more and more negative comments. And also, the students themselves are more and more likely to raise questions or argue over grades when they are ranked like lower in the sequence. And the reason that will become an initial order like disparity is that in all online grading tools like Canvas, Moodle, or even Coursera, the default system setting is to sort students by initials from A to Z. So combining this with the sequential grading bias, we find that the students with lower initials like WYZ, like lower ranked initials WYZ, tend to receive lower grades compared to what they deserve in the random situation. And students with earlier ranked initials like ABCDE tend to receive higher grades.
Now, it's kind of interesting because all of your research came from University of Michigan, but obviously Canvas and, like you said, Moodle, those are all used at other institutions and even high schools across the country. So do you think this is happening at other colleges or even high schools?
Yes, that is true. So we have searched for this information that for all five major ed tech online grading tools like Moodle, Coursera, and Canvas, all of them sort students by alphabet order, like from A to Z. And collectively, in 2022, those five apps serve over 50 million students from all around the world. Since they are using a huge amount of data, 30 million Canvas records to demonstrate this effect, we reasonably are concerned that this could also be an issue in other education scenarios like K-12 educations or other universities as well.
And the professors, do you think it's a subconscious thing for them? I can't see them doing it on purpose.
Yes, that is also our hypothesis, that we don't think the graders will do this on purpose. And actually, a huge share of graders that we observe in our data are students. Like master's students will grade undergrad students' homework, and PhD students will grade the homework of master's students like that. So what we demonstrate is that among all those graders, we use like 8 years of data, among all those graders, we see this universal trend that they tend to get this fatigue, they get distracted, and they get tired as they grade more and more students. And this kind of fatigue likely lead to the fact that students ranked in lower in the sequence will receive lower grades. Right. So we totally agree that this could be a subconscious thing happening. But then combining with the alphabetic ordering design of the system, this will become a like disparity by students' initials.
Right. So if it's a subconscious thing and they're not doing it on purpose, really, what can be done to kind of fix this?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So actually, the fixing could be really straightforward. So we can just randomize the students' ordering every time in the system. Right? So suppose there are like 10 assignments, the students will do this master, and every time the students will receive a random order in the sequence, then throughout the time, this grading bias will even out, and no specific student will be discriminated in this process. Beyond that, we also suggest the universities and the education institutions to have a sufficient supply of grading capacity, that have more graders hired to cross-verify the students' grades, or even give the students better compensation and more time to rest when they are doing the grading. That will all help with improving the performance of the graders in their task.
And have you guys heard what the U of M graders are saying? Because obviously the study is public. I'm sure some of them know about it. Have you gotten any reaction from the graders or even really students?
Yeah, that we have got a lot of interesting reactions from teachers and graders and even students. Last time we received an email from a high school student saying that, okay, I didn't do quite well in my finals, but now I can tell my parents this is probably because of my initial, it is a W. Right. And also, there are also some college and high school teachers sending email to us saying, okay, this is really something we didn't know before, and we are going to start to notice this problem and take actions to better ensure fair grading for students. Randomizing is something we can all do, and as long as we know about this issue.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.